Shkolim per chesmish nahe, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Askan, Pareches of your tefach. The Pareches, the curtain, was a tefach thick. The shail of which Pareches are we talking about? Generally, the discussion amongst the Rav and Taisis Yontif, we could be either talking about the curtain that was between the Ulam, the entrance, the antechamber, and the Heichal, which was where the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Mizbech HaZav were, or we're talking about during the Bayis Sheni, where they did not have a wall between the Heichal and the Kodesh Kedoshim. So there was a curtain inside the Heichal in the second Bayis HaMikdash. There were actually two curtains, as we know in Yuma, where the Kohen Gadol would walk between them. So perhaps the Pareches we're talking about are those curtains. So the Rav seems to learn that it's on the Ulam. Taisis Yontif learns, it seems that it can be going on those Pareches too, because they had the same shear, we're going to see, the same dimensions. But as far as the Pareches itself, Ve'al Shivim Ushnaim Nimin Nereges, it was woven with 72 Nimin. Rav Cirilio, the Melech HaShlomo brings, says that Nimin here is the loops, like we had in Shabbos by Osa Shtei Bate Nirin, where they would insert thread into the loops, and the loop would hold the thread as a straight cord. The reason that there were loops needed, and there were 72 of them, was because there were many different threads, as the Mishnah tells us, Val kol nima v'nima esim v'arba chutin. Through every single one of these loops, there were 24 threads. So that's why you needed loops, because the thread that they would weave for the Pareches was like a super thread. It was a thread that consisted of 24 threads. So you had a 24 twisted thread, a very complex thread of 24 threads twisted as one. Those 24 threads went through this loop. That's why you needed a loop. And then when you had these 24, it was woven with the other threads that were consisted of 24. The reason that it was 24, the Rav explains, is because the threads were made of Tcheles, Argamon, Tolas Shani, Vishesh. Tcheles is a blue, we know. Argamon was a purple color. Visalas Shani, which is red, scarlet, Vishesh, and linen. And all of these four colors, so let's say, for example, the Tcheles had six strands of Tcheles. The thread of Tcheles was reinforced with six threads. So you had four times six, four different types of threads. Each of them were reinforced with six threads. So that's 24 threads. And all these threads were intertwined to create one master thread of 24. And this master thread went through these nimin. Arkar boim amma, the length of the whole pareches was 40 amas. Verachba esrim amma, and the width was 20 amas when they would create it. When they'd actually lay it out in the Mishkan, since the height of the Mishkan was 40 amas, and the width of both of these openings, meaning the entrance from the Ulam to the Heichal was 20 amas wide, so the Pareches there was the same shear. Also, before the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Heichal itself, it also was 40 amas high, like the Mishkan, and it was also 20 amas wide. So, depending on which sheet you held, like which Pareches we're talking about, it was the same shear anyway, like the Taisis Yontif brings. Umishmeinim ushtei riboy nases. So, machlek is what this means. Ribo is 10,000, so it either means 82,000, which is 820,000 threads. That's one pshat the Rav brings. Or it means there were 820,000 dinarim of Zahav. That much money was needed to create the Pareches, to fund it. So we're still going with Ribo means 10,000. So 820,000 just depends whether it's the strands or whether it's the money. The other pshat he brings, that Ribo actually is talking about young girls, little girls. So it means that there were 82 girls that were making the Pareches. They were Isaac and weaving the Pareches. Ushtaim Oisim Bechol Shana, and they made two each year. If you're talking about the Pareches in the Heichal, so Melech HaShlomo brings the reason that they would replace them each year is because of all the smoke of the Keteres, they had to be replaced each year. And if we're dealing with the Pareches of the Ulam, Piskei Taisa says that the reason there were two, really there was one that was used and one was there if the other one would become Tameh, but once a year they would switch both of them anyway. Ushlosh Meos Kohanim Matbilinoisa, and there were 300 Kohanim that were Toivel them, like the Gemara says in Chagiga, that the Kelim that were finished B'Tahara, they need Tefillah. And even though it says 300, the Rav says it's an exaggeration, because he did not need so many Kohanim to be Toivel in the Mikvah. Sometimes Chazal do use exaggerations in certain cases.